Before we start the next sugya, I just wanted to say a little ha'ore on the last Rashi and the previous sugya. With the Gemara, we learned a posik in Kehelet, Mach bocho b'yaldusecho, b'yaytivcho, libcho, b'mei b'chuvaytsecho, b'holach b'daki libecho, b'mare yeinecho. So the Gemara said, Reish Lakish said, Adkan ledivrei teire, Ikan ve'eilech l'maisem toivim. So Rashi is marech, what is the whole ariches for divrei teire. So Rashi says, Adkan l'teire, smach b'talmudach, l'moid misimche, mitoiv leiv. First of all, Shlomo Melech is telling how one should learn. One should learn mitoiv simche. V'haloich b'dalkei libecho. So what does it mean further? V'haloich b'dalkei libecho b'marei necho. L'hovin ma b'libecho l'fi ra'ois einecho. It is very unclear what Rashi is saying over here. L'hovin, haloich b'dalkei libecho, l'hovin ma b'libecho l'fi ra'ois einecho. I was just thinking, I once heard from Rabbi Yankiv Zechayne Levroche, who was once comparing two yeshivas. He was comparing Slabotke and another yeshiva. Let us not go into the name of the other yeshiva. So he said, the other yeshiva was similar to a steinbed. He says, what's that, a steinbed? He says, a steinbed was like this. Someone came in, if the feet were too long, they cut off the feet. The feet were too short, they stretched the feet. But he got off the bed, whoever got off the bed looked the same. They were chiseled down or stretched out to the same size. So he says there was a certain yeshiva in Europe that whoever went in, what his kishrin is, what his tchunas hanefesh is, they all came out with one uniform, with one tchune. And he held that is in yesoid wrong, because kishem shepatzofeim ein neshoves kachte yesem ein neshoves, each person has different mahalchim, different leifanim, how to understand Torah, and that was the mile of Slabotke, he said. And Slabotke, each one was cultured to according to his tchunis. I think that is what Rashi is saying over here. Lahavim mabeli becha lefira ois einecha. That means each one has his own riyes einaim. It's mar einecha, the way you understand, not the way someone else understands. Each person was given the oifen kol nesi veiseh shalom. There's many drachim, many mahalchim. There's ayin ponim l'teire, and that is pakert how teire should be learned. It should be learned. The Goyin writes in the Geres Agro, should not be learned without pressure. It should be learned benachas. And here Shlomo Melech is saying it should be learned besimche, and each one according to his oifen avon. That's how we should learn teire. Let us go further. Biris Tahira. In the Mishnah, it says as follows. Biris Tahira v'yaitzin bo b'shabbos. Kvalim temeyim v'ein yaitzin bohem b'shabbos. And in order to refresh our memory, let's learn Rashi in the Mishnah. Biris, what is biris? B'gmore meforish. We don't have to know now. Tahira eina mikabel estume. It is such a keli that is not mikabel tume. V'yaitzimbo, the loisholfe umachvaye, a person will not go, a woman who's wearing this biris will not go and take it off to show, shlo yeiro eshoiko, because lemaise, as we'll see in the Gemara, this biris was it accomplished what a garter accomplishes, it held up the stockings of the isha. And if she'd go and take off this biris, so the stockings would fall down, and there'd be a gilia sheik. So therefore, there's no gzeira of tachshitim, as she might go and take it off to show. Kavolin tmeim, what is the mail of kavolim? Bigmorim meforishlo. So let us see the gemara. Biris tahira. So first of all, we have to know what is this biris. Omar Rav Yehuda, biris zu etz odo. A biris is a bracelet. Etz odo shel zroya, that one puts on the shoulder. The etz odo, it seems, that held up the sleeves. That's what one of the Rishonim say. that the sleeve shouldn't be too long, so there was an etzoda on the zroya that held up the sleeve. But it's etzoda. Mosev Rav Yosef, it says in the Mishnah Biris, Tahira, v'yoytze bo b'shabbat, v'ilu etzoda t'meyayi. The etzoda, the bracelet that is put on the hand, is tameh. Etzoda, v'ilu etzoda t'meyayi. So how do we know that the etzoda is tameh? So Rashi says, d'chsiv b'maisi midyon, etzoda v'tzomit. Now, we have to have the parsha a little in front of us to understand the chiddush that Rashi is saying, and all the Rishonim things are with Rashi. Etzoda v'tzomid speaks later in the parsha that when the Nesiyim went and brought these kelim for a kapara, and we'll have an daf seif samach dalet amud aleph, the nikra was called ben Hashem, in midayaveira yotzano, midayhiru la yotzano, they brought us for a kol. So we see al kaponim that this was part of the shalol that was taken by Melchemes Midyan. That we see in the seif of the parsha. In the beginning of the parsha it says, tischato atem ushvichem, that you should be metayer atem ushvichem, the Yidin should be metayer themselves from Tumas Meis. Ushvichem. And Rashi means to say everything that was captured has to become nitar, So since we see that that's Odo and Summit were also captured, this is also part of the Sholo, so it goes into the category of Tischato. So that is how Rashi knows that that's Odo is Mekabel Tumas. Now let us see Taisvi. V'ilu etz odot meyohi, perish akuntres, d'chsiv b'maise minyan, midyon etz odot v'tzomit, u'chsiv tischato atem eshvichem. So Taisva says, v'loi nehire, there is no generality, there's no klal that tischato goes on everything that was captured. Da'kocho tischato eloi akol ashvikoi. It doesn't go on everything that was captured. Da behemis nama hava v'shvi. So al kaponim, the tischato is on that which is mekabel tumen, they should be metayer. Now, al zeh gufa anudonim, is etzode mekabel tumen, is atashit mekabel tumen, is it not mekabel tumen? So what's the raya from tischato? Lechein nireli, mishum dechsiv etzodo v'tzomit, uchsiv basrei, after they brought that's odo of its summit that says, "Receive basrei vayikach kol klei maise," and he took all the klei maise, the koi akol akelim shenilkechu, v'afinel the kamon kli kli mishrotzen. The Gemara on Seif of this omid learns out from this mikol kli maise, a gzeire shove by shrotzen. It also says kli. So we learn out all these kelim, which are nichlal mikol kli maisa are mekabel tume, and since the vayikach is going on the etzoda also, so we learn from here that etzoda is mekabel tume. Bekitzer, so Rav Yosef asks Rav Yehuda, you can't say that etzoda, that biris is an etzoda, because the Mishnah says biris is tahira, and an etzoda is tmeya. So he answered, hachi kama, you misunderstood me. Biris tachas etzodo imedes. I do not mean that it is a bracelet. No, it functions on the shoik, what the etzodo functions on the zroya. Just like the etzodo on the zroya holds up the sleeve, it shouldn't fall down. So memele, the biris on the shoik also holds up the stockings that they shouldn't fall down. But let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Tachas etz odo shebizroye oimedes b'shoy. It means the function that the etz odo does bizroye, so the biris does b'shoy. What's the function? Lahachzik bote shoykel. Here it supports her stockings, shelo yiplu v'yero shoykel. Hilkach toheiro. So now we'll understand why this is toheiro. The lav l'noihi. That means that tzadah, even though it has a function also of holding up the sleeves, but al kaponim, it's begolui. So memele, so tatashit also. But this, lav lenoyi, this was not made lenoy. Ukli tashmish nami loy have it. This is not considered a kli tashmish. Because she is not mishtamish with this keli. Ela kli hamishamish kli. This is, pshat is, this is a support for the stockings. So this is a keli that is supporting another keli. That it is not a malbish mitzad atzmoy. It is supporting another malbish. Dumye de taboy sakelim. This is similar to taboy sakelim, which mitzad atzmom there's no shimush. The only it's a kliya mishamish keli. Da amrinim bepirkin de leil de teire. So memele. So this is the same thing. V'yaitzin behem. Why is one permitted to wear this? So Rashi says like this: the tzayrech levishi. Since you need this for the levisha, this helps support the stocking, so memele, that's a tzayach levisha, so it's not considered a masli. Umishlech achvoy nami leke lemechish. And now the shayla, she might go and take it off to show it, nami leke lemechish. Le megaliyish leshoiko, because if she'll take off the biris, so the shoik will become this galit, so memele, so she won't take it off. From Rashi we see even though it is not the lav lenoihi, even though the purpose is not lenoi, but he could still show off with it. It's even though it wasn't made letashit, but women can show off with things that weren't made letashit also. If it's nice and if it's beautiful, she'll show off with it. Now kaponim here shezicha won't show off. Because since this is supporting the stocking, so lemaisa, she will not take it off. That is how Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. Zok the Gemara weiter. Yosef, Rovin, veRavune, kamei de Rav Yirmiya. Rovin and Ravune were sitting in front of Rav Yirmiya. Yosef, Rav Yirmiya, vekomen amne. Rav Yirmiya was very exhausted, so he started dribbling zechaim. No, so the Rebbe dribbled sich, so what did the Talmidim do? So the Talmidim learned themselves. The Yosef Rovin, V'komar, now what is Pshat the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, Biris is Tahire, Kevolim is Tmeyim. What's the difference between Biris and Kevolim? So he says, Biris Ba'achas. Biris was put on one shoik. Kevolim B'shtayim. And kvolim were put on both of the sheikai. Biris ba'achas, mi sheikeho. And then kvolim is b'shtai. We have to understand a lot of things. We have to understand why is kvolim also lotzeis? Why is biris muta lotzeis? You have to understand why is Biris Temeya, why is Biris Tahira, why is Kvalim Temeya, but al kaponim, that's what Rovin said. So we will come a little clearer in Taisus. Amalei Ravune, so Ravune disagreed with them. He said, Eilu ve'eilu b'shtayim. No. Biris is also on both of the Shekayim of the Isha. Eilu ve'eilu b'shtayim. So what's the difference? When is it called Biris? When is it called Kvalim? Umatilim shalshelas b'neihem. But a chain is put, a chain is attached when she's wearing shtayim. And the chain is put b'neihem, the nasa kvolim, then it becomes kvolim. Kvolim is, the translation of kvolim is something that hinders a person, that holds someone back. So memele, if a chain is put between the two etzodois al sheikeo, then it becomes Kabbalah. And then it's Mekabal Tumah. Like the Gemara v'shal shela shaboy mashvi le'imona, I don't understand. Asus without the chain, it's not a keli. It's Tohir. Ain't Mekabalah Tumah. It's Misham Shekeli. And when you have a chain, already becomes a keli. Everything becomes a keli. How does that work? How does the shalteles make it mekabel tum? V'chi taimi k'rav Shmuel ban Achmeini. Omar Rav Shmuel ban Achmeini, Omar Rav Yoinesen, Rav Yechanin. Minayin lamashmiya keil b'kli matche shehu tomei. Shenema kol dover asher yovei be'eish. Afilu dibu b'mashme. Maybe we will say that the reason it is mekabel tum because the chain is melodic. You hear when she walks, it's mashmiya kol. We learn that from the pasuk called dover asher yovei be'eish. We dash na filu dibu b'mashme. Filu, it's the only purpose is hashmos akol. So memele. So since the chain is mashmiya kol. Let us add another nekuda, and the two biris are tfolim to the chain. So memele is mekabel tume. The chain is mekabel tume als a keli hamashmiya keil, and the two biris are it's a tfol to the chain. So it's also mekabel tume. So the Gemara says, no, but here, this does not apply. Bishleima hosom kaboila lakola. The limud that we have, koldova shayavi beisha filudibu, is if the person needs the instrument for hashmos koil, that is his shimush, even though the only shimush is hashmos koil, that's also considered a shimush. That's also considered a kli tashmish, even though the only shimush is the hashmos koil. But that's a bolo lekova. The covered mice that accomplishes something. You have to know where your cow is going, where your children are going. That's called a kli shimush. But hoche, my mice covered hoche. But my mice covered. Here it's not doing anything. So my mele, so the shmos curl alone should not be a sib. So the Gemara says, no, hoche nami covered mice. It's doing something. She's deriving benefit from this chain. What's the benefit? The Omar Rabbi Barbachona Rabbi Yechanan Mishpocha Achas Hoysa B'Yerushalayim. There was a Mishpocha that lived in Yerushalayim. Shohoyu P'siyoyseyim Gassos. They used to walk, they used to take very large steps. Vohoyu B'siyoyseyim Noishrosh. That brought about Neshiras Hapsulim. Also Lehen Kevolin V'Tilu Shal Shalos B'Neim. So they were forced to take smaller steps. Shloyub suyseyim gasit. Layoyub suyseyim noishim. So memele, so the chain is now a kli maise. That means she is using the chain to guide her footsteps. So that's called, so this is not considered a kli hamishamish kli. That means the loivish of the shalshelas is deriving a benefit, a shimush, from the chain. So therefore the chain is mekabel tume. And the two biris on each side, since they're a tofel to the chain, so they're also mekabel tume. Issa bohu Rabbi Yirmiye, while they were speaking, Rabbi Yirmiye woke up, omar lohu yiyashe. It looked very good. That's takib shat. That's the difference between kvolim and biris. Inama Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan also said the same thing. Let us see Rashi. V'osulen shalshelas, hilkach shalshelas tashmis odom hu. The shalshelas already is a tashmish odom. V'lav tashmish keili. Not that this is a tashmish keili. V'loise kabel tume. V'in yaitzin behem. Oh, blaise kabel tume. So now we know why the kabbalim is mekabel tume. Now let us speak about the second halacha. There's a difference between biris is yoitzim ben, in kabbalim is ein yoitzim ben. Dilme sholfe l'shalshele, shehi shalzov. Maybe she'll take off the shalshele. Umachvay, d'chishot l'shalshele, s'leimegal yeshoike, sherei biris bim kaimoy medet. So memela, we have over here a tachshit that is the possibility and the probability that she might go and take it off to show. So therefore, zayn yaitzim bo b'shabbos. יישר וכן אמר רב יוחנן, יפה אמרת וכן שמעתי מרב יוחנן. רדסי טייסס בירס תחס עוד עודו אימדס פירש בקונטרס סרשי סד אימדס בשויק להחזיק בוטי שיקר שלא ייפלו ויירו שיקר. בקושר לפרש זה, אם כן בכבולים המיין יועצים, למי דסל כדאי תחשת דן חילק בין בירס לכבולים, אלא שזה באחז, וזה בשתי. So what is the difference between בירס and כבולים? He says, the Mishnah says there's a difference in Hilchus Shabbos if she's wearing one or two. And the whole reason by one she won't go and show it because Shema Yiplu Sheikel. So by two we also have the same problem. As if Rektois Vesakash and Rashi. There's a Meiridike Teretz that the Chayde Sha'oviv says and Av Samach Omed Beis to Fa'em Fa Rashi. He says we have to understand something. This Biris Ba'achas, they put it on one sheik. On one sheik. Now, there's a big problem over here. She's wearing two pairs of stockings. We're assured that she won't take off the biris because the stockings will fall down. And she has it on one shoik. So you have to understand what's happening with the other, what's happening with the other stocking. So he says, Al Kochach, we have to say that the stockings they were wearing were like tights. That means one stocking was attached to the other stocking. But it wasn't like tights. Tights have, they're rubberized that they hold themselves. This, the beer is held up. But al-kalponim, if one side was held up, the other side didn't fall down. Al-kalponim, that was pshat of the beer. So Memelis, he says, Meredik. So he says, if you have to, so you have something what to show, nothing to be afraid of. Because Lamaisa, if the stockings that she's wearing is similar to tights, so Memela, one biris will do the job to ensure that it won't fall down, and the other biris is showable. So he says, Meiridik, that's pshat. That is pshat in the Mishnah. But I suspect the other kasha. Lochain nirali the efshel litlam loy giloy shayke. Taisis dinsich with the ganze yesod. The Rishonim say before Takia that it could be it will eventually fall down, but for 5 minutes the stockings will hold up without any support. So Mamela, so the solstik teir of Rashi is tishtoiskal. The efshel litlam beloy giloy shayke. Umishim hochi kvolim ein yoitzin behen. So now we understand kvolim very good. Dilme sholfe umachvay. The tachshit lenoi hein. It's a tachshit, it's lenoi. So what is this different than any other tachshit? So memele, that's why you're not allowed to go out with it. Avol birish shehi ba'achas loy sholfe umachvay. The ein ze tachshit, the kiven she ein lo elo ba'achas, gnai hi lo, umishim hochi, some amelits are gnai. That means it seems when you showed it was a set. When you wanted to show off, you showed the set. You didn't sew one. The stomach, so that's what. That's how one was mechuvan connected the other, and that was the whole beauty of both of them. You showed both of them how one was mechuvan connected the other, spelled out her name, the first half, whatever it was. Al kaponim, that was the beauty. If you only have one, it's bizyonis. It's not nothing but the show. So one does not serve as a tachshit. One does not serve as a tachshit. So memele, but Tosfos is mechadish that one, not only, one doesn't serve as a tachshit, I mean, there's no gzeire, but nochmer. Since there's nothing what to show off with, we'll see in a minute, so it's not mikabel tum either. That means the whole tachshit is relative. That means if you can show off with it, so it's a tachshit. But if the showing off is only when you show off with both,
and you only have one, so there's not mekabel to me either. That's what Taisus says pshat. Avol birishi ba'aches leishol for machvay. This is on one foot, on one shoik leishol for machvay. The ains and tashit, kivin the kivin shein lola ba'aches gnayulo. There's nothing left to show off. So memeila fakelt, it's a gnay. Umishem ochi niche, now it's good to be this tahire. The lav tashit lenoyi, because it is not a tashit lenoi. There's nothing left to show off. Uklitash mishnami loy havel uklia mishamish kli dum yudabas hakeli dum ala the toy. So memeila, what is it? It's only a klia mishamish kli. It is a support for the stockings that fakel. If you hold it there, because if they won't, you won't have it there, they'll fall off in 5 minutes. They'll get loose in 5 minutes. But al koponim, that's the only thing. There's nothing to show off with. The Taisa Rosh asks Akasha and Taisvis, so if a person will make one shoe, so it also won't be mekabel tume. But it could be there's a difference between a shoe and a tashit. A shoe is a malbish. So a malbish is a tashit is told, can you show off with it or can't you show off with it? If now it's a matzav, there's nothing to show off with, so it loses, it's not a tashit anymore. How do we know if a beged was woven and it is a kol shehu, it is less than gimel al gimel, it's also tomei. You know this mitzitz, because the tzitz was less than gimel. See, the tzitz was bezitz bois al bezitz bois, and the tzitz was mekabel tomei. So we see from this that something that's orig, that's woven, and it's less than gimel al gimel, it's also mekabel tomei. You don't need gimel al gimel. Omalei abaye v'tzitz oriku. You don't understand. How can you learn out orig from tzitz? Was the tzitz orig? Vasanye tzitz can mean ta shel zov, v'roichav shtei etzboit, umukev me oizen li oiz. You see, the tzitz was made out of zov. There was no material whatsoever in the tzitz. The Rishonim speak out that why does he have to bring a baraisa? The pasuk says you made it shel zov. So he says, well, the pasuk couldn't be a raya. Could be it's like an atore of a talis. That means there's material there and there's chutim shel zov also. So from the pasuk that it says you make it shel zov is not muchach that it's not made out of material also. Could be it is a tachshit made out of material. But al kaponim the baraisa says klo. That is that it's purely made out of metal. And the Ksive Kodesh Lashem is written on two shuras. Yutke Lamailo means the Shem Havaya Yutke Vovke Lamailo. The Kodesh Lamed Lamato. We'll see exactly what that means. And this is on the top shura was written Yudke, and on the bottom shura was written Kodesh Lamed. So it was Kodesh Lashem. But it was written, they said, the Shem Havayi was written on top, and this was written on the bottom. Rabbi Elezer b'Rabbi Yosi, Anire Isiv b'Iroimi, because of Kodesh Lashem b'Shita Achas. I saw the tzitz was written in one shita. There's a Meridike Meiri here. So it's a very interesting Gemara. The Baraisa says it was written in two shittas. And then Rabbi Lezer says he saw it. Rabbi Lezer b'yesani risi b'yiroimi achsiv kodesh l'ashem b'shita achas. Zokte Meiri. Af al pi shemigidoylei hachechomim heidu ani reisiv b'roimi v'kosav all of kodesh l'ashem b'shita achas. Well, the G'dayli Chachom said they saw the tzitz. Loi hikhishu es hayedua etzlom af be'edus riyah. It doesn't mean anything. We hear our Messiah was two shittas. You saw one shita, okay. Either you take an eye test or it was a fake test. That doesn't change the Messiah. Lahi krishu as a yedua etzlam av ba'edis riyah. I once heard the Balei Musar Dafen Zogen, the Gemara says that, Yaakov Avinu leimeis. Yaakov Avinu, he didn't die. It was a hekish, hukish, zarei, hukish leila zarei. Ma zarei bechayim, af yaafu bechayim. Just like the Zera Yaakov alive, Yaakov Avinu is also alive. So the Gemara asks, he's alive, chibachinam, they embalmed him, and they cried over him, he's alive. They told the Mikrani Deirish. I mean, I have a Hekish. So that means we see how Chazal learned Pshat. If the Hekish says he's alive, he's alive. You have problems? You have problems. But that doesn't mean he's not alive. I mean, the Hekish says, Mazari Bechaim, Avhu Bechaim, he's alive. You have Kashis? Good. You have to be Miyashiv. How one can do this with a live person. But one does never jump to a conclusion to prove that he's not alive, if the Pasuk says he's alive. Bekish tells us he's alive. That is what the Meiri says over here. It was two shittas. You saw one shita? Good, you saw one shita, but that's the main Targumish. Al-Koponim, so we don't understand what Rabdimi said b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. Rabdimi said b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. That Orig is metame b'kol shehu araya from the tzitz. The tzitz was not Orig. That's the Gemara's kasha. Ki solik Rav Dimel in Erdo. When Rav Dimel went to Erdo, sholach lohu. So he sent back to them, dvorim shamarti lochem toisem biyode. I made a mistake back. Beram kach amru mishum Rav Yechanan. Minayin letachshit kol shehu shehu tomei mitzitz. How do we know that a tachshit kol shu is tomei is mitzitz? Minayin lori kol shu shu tomei me oi beged. It's taki two different halachas, that ori kol shu is mekabel tomei, and tachshit kol shu mekabel tomei, and it's two separate halachas. Let us see Rashi. Mitzitz, shuhu dovar muet, that means it doesn't have the shir kabbalah stuma of gimelot's boys, umonai in tachshitei koin. So Vaisis, it has the same din of all the other of the big dekuna which are mekabel tumen. Yud kei melamaylo kodesh lamed melamato. Kloima, Hashem sholem b'shita elyoyne. V'kodesh lamed b'shita tachtoyne. Sheloi lahagdim shar oisiyes lamaylo min Hashem. Ve'acher sheshnei shitim hoyu. So, if there were two shittas, so in order to make sure that one should not be magdim something to the Shem, so the Kodesh Lamed was lamat. So it means even though b'derech kriya, if one would look at the tzitz, so he would be reading it Hashem Kodesh Lamed. But as Dachsmed Ritva says, the tzitz was not niten lekriya. It wasn't to be read. It was Hashem and Kodesh Lamed on it. The Derech HaKriya, you read from the top to the bottom. But it wasn't written Derech Kriya. The Shem was written on top that nothing should be before it. Shloi lahagdim shar oishiyas lamay lamin Hashem. That should not be on the bottom. That was the covet of the Shem. Rabbeinu Halevi Shoine, let us see the gears on the side. Kodesh milamato lashem milamayla. Kein tzorich loyma v'chein kosav haramba. So lochere, the second lashon is the Rabbeinu Alevi's shita is that the lamed was not in the shure of kodesh. No, the lamed was in the shure of the lashem. Ani reisiv beroymi shenichnas loitzer hamelach litel ma sheyirtze meseches mila. B'maise ben tlamye. Yeah. Zog Taisus. Because of Allah b'shnei shitim, yud kei melamaylo v'kodesh lamed lamata. Nira l'rabbeinu tam, shaya kosov
Yudkei b'soif shita rishayne v'kodesh lamed b'tchila shita shniye v'hashta nikra yofe. So now the Rashi seems to learn that mamish one was on top of the other. The Rabbi Netam says no, one was not on top of the other, but this was in the left side of the top shita was the Shem, and this was on the right side of the bottom shita. Ein leforish kemashmoi dimkein einoi nikra kihulchosai. Then it's not nikra kihulchosai, because then it was nikra Hashem kodesh lam. If I'm not mistaken, Taisvis and Sukkah is ma'ira. There's an issa to say the Shem ba'oisi yoisov. And pshat in this iser is to say yud, a yud, and then a hey, and then a vav, and then a hey. So lemaisa there's an iser to be mefaret the oisi yois Hashem. We see Chazal did say. Chazal said yud, they said the yud came ilamayla. They said it with a hey. Seems they were mafarat the Shem by Yosef. So Taisus Tachsav Meses and Sukkah. Taisus says maybe there's no issa to say the Yosef. That's one teretz of Taisus. Another teretz of Taisus says Taisus has a very interesting teretz that Lemaise they didn't say the whole Shem. They didn't say Yud Kei Vov Kei. They said Yud Kei. Even though Yud Kei is also a Shem, but since they did not mean the Shem Ka, they meant the Shem, they meant Yud, K, etc. So it's not considered that they're saying the oisis of the Shem Yud K. In the Shem Yud K, they just mean to say the Shem from Yud K Vov K. So therefore, there's no Issa of Haskoras Hashem. Binayin la'ori kol shehu shehu tame, Talmud loyma oy beget. That's what we learned. Oy beget. Vim taima. Vola el be peirik vamem adlikin. Loim al binan. Ela gimel al gimel. We learn out. You need a shear of the minimum shear of Kabbalah's tume is gimel al gimel. Gimel at boys. Al gimel at boys. Yesh loim the hosam mairi be bomi beget godel. That it was once a beget godel. So in order the chshivas of beget should remain, they have to have a minimum shear of Gimelot's boys or Gimelot's boys. Avol hocher mayri ba'ori kol shehu demitchilo lo yoyadaitev lo hoisif olot. That he didn't have any intentions of making it bigger. So there's an inyan of achshevei. If a person wants to be oirik, he wants to weave a beged, and the beged should have this small shear, and for him this is sufficient. So we learn out that there's a din of achshavei, and this is considered a shir lekabotum. V'tarvayu shaminim me'oy beget, and tzai gimel al gimel from a beget godu, and tzai less than gimel al gimel, we learn out both from the soy beget. The shkulim heim, v'choshev koshu orig mitchile, k'may gimel al gimel mi beget godu. So that's what we can learn out. Both drashes from the oy beged, because shkulam hang the yavayushne. Bimtaima vakati beged kol shehu lama hu tome. For beinen she yitalto molei vereikom dum yedesak. This is by the tumas sheretz where it says the soy beged, it says sak also. So we learn out it has to have a base kimbal. Dum yedesak. So a beged kolshu is not dum yedesak. Yeshloimer de royu lochay ule kapel velikach boy malgolius. No, a beged kolshu is also roy to be a base kibble. You could wrap a diamond in it, a machat. That's what Taisva says. The kivege lies by a tzorchiyun. Koshli mimas nisen, perik chavov mishnebeid de kelim, tsreir hamargolius, tsreir hamois. Are mi komakum of the chlal efshel, the kapel oniach boy mois kemikede.
There they're speaking about a kli oyer, and this kli oyer, so it says this tsreir hamois and tsreir hamargolis. Tsreir hamargolis is tamei, and tsreir hamois is not tamei. The Rishonim explain what is the difference. The difference is as follows. Tsreir hamargolis, when a person put a diamond and he wrapped it around with a small piece of oil, small piece of leather, so he usually did not take it in and out. So it was left there for a longer period of time, and therefore, even when you'll take out the margolius, the oil still has the form of a base kibble, because it was in this form for a lot of days. So mamela, that has a shame base kibble. Tzroir hamoy is, since you seder take in and out the money from this tzroir, so when you take out the money, so it flattens out. If it flattens out, so it doesn't have a teiris based kibble, so therefore tzroir hamoy is toher. It's called pshutei kli oyer. Direct Rabbi Keveger, Taisvah says you don't even need a base kibble. The potential that it could become a base killer is sufficient. That is Habakkuk's kasha. The Ritva brings down another teretz on Teisvus kasha, which would for emphasize Habakkuk's kasha. The Ritva says that the hekish tesak is only by kalim which are oimit to have a base kibble. That is a kli eitz and a kli oyer. Most of them have a base kibble. So then we say that it's dumyid desak, that it needs a base kibble. But a beged, which normally does not have a base kibble, will not makish that desak. So a bechlala doesn't need a base kibble for Kabbalah's dum. Vim taima, but Taisus asks according to Taisus taim. Im kain, pshutei kli oyer amai tahoyrim. So why is pshutei kli oyer tahoyrim? Harei ruyim heim lekapel boishem dover. K'may och, you don't need a base kibble. You need a potential base kibble. V'shloimeh d'mayri b'er sholok shuhu kosher. That what pshutei kli oyer not mekabel. Tuma speaking about hard leather, which is not flexible. That leather is take not mekabel tuma because it doesn't have a potential becoming a base kibble. Minayin l'tachshit kol shehu tome. How do we know that a tachshit kol shehu is tome? Vim toima teipek lei, the tachshit kol shehu tome, v'dechsiv bechli midyon tabas. So we see kol shehu, tabas is also a kol shehu. It's not, the criteria of kol shehu is less than gimel al gimel. So mele, we learn now, just like we learn that it's odos mekabel tome, so tabas is also mekabel tome. So we see that there's no shir of gimel al gimel. Yishleim et de'efshe shatabas hi ovo u gedoyla miyoyt lehavi kol shu. Now this is very difficult to understand, that a tabas should be ovo u gedoyla miyoyt. The Chodesh Ovov explains that Taisus means that the tabas that it says in the Torah is not a tabas that you put on a finger. The tabas you put on the finger, mistome, is not ovo gedoyla miyoyt. I would say it's a different type of tabas that is used in a different mocking. So that tabas could be very thick and very big. So mamela you can't learn out. Could be his gimelot's voice or gimelot's voice. Therefore you have to learn out from the tzitz. It's a very interesting teretz. There's a very interesting teretz from the Taisus HaRosh and the Ri. They say pshat that how do we know what's the lashon of Gemara? The Gemara says two things we wanted to know. Minayin letachshit kol shehu shehu tameh mitzitz. So he asked, tachshit kol shehu means, kol shehu means two things. It is kol shehu v'shir, and it's kol shehu b'toyres tachshit. That means a tachshit is bekamus u be'eches. That means, so he says that tabas, perhaps in kamus, is small, but in eches it's a big tashit. The tzitz was small in kamus and small in the eches of tashit. Ein by tashitus kolkach. It wasn't such a tashit, that means a ring is a greater tashit than the tzitz. So the konshu is going sai on the physical side, and sai on the tashit shaboy, the chshivah shaboy.
One of the achayim say, why was the tzitz not such a big tashit? Because it wasn't worn so long. A tashit, a ring you wear the whole time. The tzitz was only worn a certain amount of time. So al koponim, so that's how the Taisvus Arosh wants to learn Pshat in the Gemara, the fan for Taisvus Kashe. Tashit kol shehu v'marbe a double kol shehu, a kol shehu in Kamus and a kol shehu in Eichus. Zog the Gemara weiter. Tonu rabono. Ore kol shehu tome. This is the first halacha that we hear. V'tashit kol shehu tome. Orik v'tachshit kol shehu tome. Moisef, we'll see soon what this means. Moisef sak al habeget shetomei mishum orik. And this is a shver halacha. The Gemara is going to say a different pshat, but now it means that a sak is a heisofe and over a beget, that this is tomei mishum orik. But let's just go a little further. Omar Rove, Ori kol shehu tomei, me oi beget. Tachshit kol shehu tomei, me tzitz. Ori gvetachshit kol shehu tomei, me kol kli maiz. Now let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi yazoi. Chozo bai mi ma'ashom al tzitz oriku. Well, Rabbi Ramdimi was chozo. Me oi beget. Tachsiv gabi shrotzim, oi bege, oi oir, is oi riboyu. So the oi is marba ori kolshu. Orig v'tachshit kolshu. Chetzyoi orig v'chetzyoi tachshit. She'enoi orig, van orig. V'kulei havi kolshu kloi mardo v'ko. So poshit, it means that that kolshu, we'll see, Taisus also says kolshu is zicha lav dafke. Kolshu means you do not need a shir of gimel al gimel at boys. Less than that is also good. But there is a minimum shir. So here we have a concoction that mitzad tachshit shaboy, it's not complete. And mitzad orig shaboy, it's not complete. Fakir Taisus had said that the whole reason that orig is mekabel tume bekolshu is because he's machshavit. This is the whole thing. So Mamela says achshivis, even though it's less than gimel al gimel. But here pshat is, this is not the whole thing. The orig is not the whole thing, it's a chelik. And the tachshit is not the whole thing. These two together make a type of a chelik. Moisef sak al habeget, bedover zeh, Shasak tome mishum orik, olakami meforish lo, what this means. Zog taisus. Orig v'tachshit, perish chetzyoi orog v'chetzyoi tachshit tome. Mikan mashme de mikomo ke beinon shir tzatz, de im loikein chetzyoi de kolshu mayhave. So what's, it's mamish a kolshu, so what's a chetzyoi de kolshu? So it means there is a shir, and each one does not have that minimum shear of kolshu. The Taisus HaRosh and other Rishonim want to say a different pshat in the Gemara. That not the way Rashi and Taisus learned that it's half orig and half tachshit. They want to learn pshat that we learned as follows. A tachshit kol dohu is tomei. We're not from the tzitz. That is speaking about a tachshe shal matches. You have just like the tzitz was shal zov, even though it doesn't have gimel al gimel, it's tov. Orik kolshu is speaking about a beget. Taisus had said
a beggar that was l'chatchila made for less than gimel al gimel, that's the tzuras a beggar, the tachlis a beggar. It's also the kabel tum. Orig v'tachshit kol shehu means that it is a tachshit made out of a rige. It's not a tachshit, it's not a beggar, and it's not a tachshit shelzot. Orig v'tachshit. That means it is orig, and it is not orig liyos beged. From an orig that was made b'teiras beged, we learn oy ha beged. So we learn now that if it was made for a teiras beged, so it has a teiras beged, if it was less than gimel al gimel. But this is orig v'tachshit. It was orig to make for a tachshit, but doesn't have the chshivas of zot, it's orig. What will the din be on this? The Gemara brings that this is also Tomei, we have a drosha Mikol Kli Mais. Omalei, let's see the Gemara first. Zuk the Gemara, Omalei, Humi Rabbono L'Rove, Ahu B'Midyon Ksi. That this Pasik is by Kli Midyon. Omalei, Gomar Kli Kli Mehos. We learn how to Gzeire Shove, Kli Midyon, from Tumas Shchatz. Now let us see this Amachlikas, Rashi and Taisus. Ahu b'midyan ksiv, gabi Tumas Meis. This Pasik, that Tzviz Mikol Kli Meis, this is speaking about the Kli Midyan, and there the whole Tumas that we know is Tumas Meis, it says Tishato, which is Tumas Meis. V'sheret mi Meis lo yalef lahachmel, the Ma'ala Meis she came to Mosei Chamulah. So how can you learn out? Let us see like this. The other dinim, oy beged, is speaking about tumas sheret. And sitz is also speaking about tumas sheret. And now you're saying orig v'tachshit, we're also speaking about tumas sheret. And you learn out mikol kli maise, and this is speaking about the clay midyon, which the clay midyon is speaking about tumas meis. So he told them, I have a gzei reshove kli kli. That is how Rashi learned. Zaktaisvis, ahu bemidyan ksi, peirish akuntris, hu bemidyan, avitumis meis, visheretz mi meis, lo yalav lahachmer. The mala meis, she came to mechamure, so you cannot learn out, sheretz from meis. O mishani, go makli kli misheretz, peirish, makli ha'omo bisheretz, mitame bisheretz, akli ha'omo kan, mitame bisheretz. The kosher, so Taisvis does not like at all Rashi's pshat. Vimkein, havalei lo mifre, so why did the Gemara say the kasher sahu b'midyan ksi? The problem is in midyan, the kasher is, in midyan, Rashi says, sahu b'midyan ksi gabi tumas meis. So the kasher is not b'midyan, the kasher is, it's speaking about tumas meis over there. Vimkein, havalei lo mifre, sahu b'tumas meis ksi. Not, Mustafa Redbeck, midyan. You have to be a Boki Chumish to know that Midian is speaking about Tumas Meis, because that's this Chato, Frank Lotzum Zach, who be Tumas Meis Ksit. For oi, ki Mishani, Gomar, Kli Kli, Havale Lishnuyi, Gomar, Beged, Vo'oi, Ligzei Rishon. The Gemara later on Dav Samach Dalet is, in a lot of Inyonim, a problem, how do we know the Kalim, which are Matame Tumas Meis, are Matame Tumas Sheretz, and vice versa. And the Gemara on this problem has a gzei reshava beged v'oil a gzei reshava. So for the tachtoisvis, if the whole problem was that you can't know tumas sheretz from tumas meis, so that we have the solution of the Gemara of Samach Dalet, this a gzei reshava goma beged v'oil. It says beged v'oil by meis, beged v'oil by sheretz. She learned out the gzei reshava. So if that was the kasha, so there's a posha to test. Only the new gzei reshava of kli kli. L'chein nirali, so Taisvus goes, l'shitosei the tap Taisvus. Da'ahu b'midyon ksiv. Mikol kli ma'is, it says, by midyon. B'shlal midyon. And the shlal midyon, le'mayriach parsha b'tume klal. This parsha b'chlal is not speaking about tume. That was Taisvus kashan tap. V'heichi yalev da'orig v'takshit kol shehu tomei, Mikol kli maise, mikol kli maise is bechlal not speaking about kelim amekablim tume. This is speaking about they brought us to for a kapore. O meshani goma kli kli peshkeicha de kli dechsiv gabi shrotzim mayri lenyin tume.
That was the top Taisus. Taisus said, how do you know what Sodas Mekabel Tumah? Because she learned out Kli Kli. Zog the Gemara weiter. Moisev Sak Al Habeget Shetomei Mishum Orig. That Sak has a new din that Beget does not have. That it's Mekabel Tumah Mishum Orig. That he has Tumas Arige. Frekte Gemore Otto Beged Lav Oriku? What are you telling me? A Beged is also Orig. You make you weave a Beged. So what does a sack have over a Beged? And for the Gemore Ochikoma, Moisef sack al ha Beged, Afal Pi She Einai Orig is also Tomei. That means we'll see Einai Orig over here does not mean literally it is not woven. But it means that even though it is not a genuine weaving that is sufficient to make a beged, we'll see you're putting together three threads and you're winding them together, but it is not arige. But legabe sak, this has a teiris arige. We'll see soon what we are speaking about. Lemai chazi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, shekein oni keileya shalosh nimin v'toile b'tzavo bitoy. Let us see Rashi. Oh, this is Rashi, kli, b'shrotzum ksiv kol kli asheyasa meloche. Megufi dekod b'shrotzum amotze yolo, d'asheyasa meloche lav kli tachshet mashme. Learn from Mikol Kli Maise is Malbeis, is Afilu Orig Betashi. Sak, Hu Osui Minoitzo Shel Izim. This is made out of the hair of Izim. She Afal Pi She Einoi Orig. It is not Orig. It is not weaving with a Shesi and Orig. Elo Kla Cotton. That means you are keileya, you drape together. Also kla cotton, also minoitzo shel izim. He took threads that were made from noitzo shel izim. Litlois by bote nefesh litzavo bitoy. He wants to use this as a necklace. And Oni cannot afford a golden necklace for his daughter. So he takes threads that come from Neitzah Shalizim, and we'll see in a minute, they're colored, and he takes three threads, and he flechts them together, these three threads, Shedalkei Bekach, V'tachshit Hu, V'hochi Koma, Shuhu Tomei Mishum Orig, V'afal Pi She'enoi Orig. That means in Neitzah Shalizim, even though this is not the genuine Arige, of the Arigas Begodim, because there the Arigas were Chassi and Eire, and this is a different type of a Kliye, of Al-Koponim, since Mishum Tashmishoi, this is sufficient, and then it accomplishes as much as the Ariga of a Beged accomplishes for a Beged, so this also is a Shem Orig, and it's Mekabel Tumah Va'af Al-Pi She'enoi Orig. Keileya Gimel Nimin. What is Gimel Nimin? Gimel Chutim Shel Matve Shel Noitzo Shel Izim Tzvur. That means he did not take the hairs of an ace. No, he spun these hairs and made threads out of them. We'll see if it's not threads, hairs alone, it's not Mekabel Tumah at all. No, he spun these hairs and made threads out of them. And now he took three threads and he was Kelei, the three threads together. And he made this for a necklace for his daughter, v'toilo b'tzavo b'itoy, u'kliyosa zu yarigosoy. He says, for this shimush, this is achshivis of arige. Ma'acher shehu tovui. Since lemaise, this came together because, from threads. K'damorin gabitichi chaluta boreish pirkin dekorulu orig. That's also called orig. Also, mestom, it's not arige, but that's his, for it's sufficient for its purpose. V'hod dekoma af al pi she'enoi orik loima lav orik mamish. That means even though it is not a genuine arige, abal kaponim it has a teiris arig. Zog de gemore vayt. Tano rabon. Sak ein li elo sak. Minayin l'rabois es hakilkeli v'sachvak, Talmud loima oisak. Now what is kilkeli and what is chvak? Engli elo sak he'osui lulbois royim. That royim wear sak. Kilkeli misrach shel sus shekoirin paitro. Now, this kilkeli is a breast strap of a harness that a sus wears, and this was made out of noitzo shel izim, that was orig, the same way we had before that this necklace of an oni is orig. That means it was made out of threads, and it was kalua, so bemele. So this is mekabotum. Inayin l'rabis es hakilkeli ves hachvak tzingle shel sage v'oikev. This is a girth of a horse. It's a band around underneath the horse that somehow is attached to the saddle. V'oisin oiso minoitzo shel izim. This is made also out of noitzo shel izim. Tavui. But first you spun it together, and va'orik, and you made a type of arig. So memele, this is sak, ein li ela sak, minayin l'rabis es hakilkeli v'sachavak, talmud loimer oisak. The Ritva brings down a kasha from the Rishonim. We had learned before that tabas behem is not mekabel tumeh. So why is this mekabel tumah? The mother is done in the material and the oifen how it's made. L'chad is a different problem. So he says this is considered misham shei adam the pa'amim she'adam moishech behem. That this is called tashmi shei adam. So memela, so therefore it's mekabel tumah. Al kaponim so we marbe from oisak. That a kilkli and chvak are mekabel tumah. Yochel shani marbe es hachavolim ve es hameshichais. So the Gemara says, maybe I'll be marbe rope or strings. So Rashi says, she'oisen limdoit. What is the difference? V'koilin, this is geflochten, this is braided min hanoitza. K'moishe nitlishu, this is braided not from threads, it's not tavoi. No, it's braided from the hair of the izim. The einay tavi, the leidami lekeleya sholish nimim delahel dosim taviyu. The zuari gosai, there it is taki tavi, it is spun, you have threads of zuari gosai. Masha'enkin over here, this is not tavi. So the Gemara, so that's pshat in the Gemara. Yochel. Yochel shani marbe, if I'm marbe kiltli in chavak, which is not a real arige, maybe I'll also be marbe as a chavolim as a meshiches. Talmud loimer sak. It says oi sak. So the oi were marbe if it's al kaponim partly orig. But al kaponim it's tavui. So you have threads with a certain type of arige. So this is mekabel tumet. But this Meshiches and the Chavolim, which is Bechlal, not Tovui at all, so this is not Dumya de Sak. Sak is Tovui. So we learn out, Ma Sak Tovui Va'orik, Avkol Tovui Va'orik. So this is, these psukim are by, in Vayikra, they are speaking about Tumesh Shrotzim. So by Tumesh Shrotzim we have an Oisak. Oy is marbe chavak and kilkeli, and sak is memayid chavolim and meshichis. Now let's go to tumas meis. Arehu oy me bemeis v'chol kliyoyer v'chol meisei izim tischatou. By meis it says kol meisei izim tischatou. Kol Maiseizim. Now, Kol Maiseizim means to include a lot. L'rabe isakilkli v'esachvak. So by Tumis Meis, we are marbe kilkli and chvak from Kol Maiseizim. Now, it says Kol Maiseizim. Yochol shani marbe sachavolim v'esameshiches, I'll be marbo Kol Maiseizim. You won't even need tovoi. Mishloim by Tumis Sheretz, it says sacks, and you do me the sack. Masak tovi v'orig, I've called tovi v'orig. But here it says, by Tumis Mason says, kol ma'iseizim. Yochol shenimar besachavolim v'esameshichais. So the Gemara says, no, you can't. Why? V'dinu. Timei b'sheretz, v'timei b'meis. It's ma'ak shetimei b'sheretz. I learn out meis from sheretz. Ma'ak shetimei b'sheretz. Leitime ele tovi v'orig, that's only tomei tovi v'orig. Ach shetime b'meis leitime ele tovi v'orig. So b'meile you learn out meis from sheretz. Frek de gemore, hey, is that true? Stamazi, you want to make a mamatzinu, because by tumis sheretz you need tovi v'orig, so by tumis meis you also need tovi v'orig. Here you have a posik. Kol Maiseizim. So you can't learn out mace from sheretz. Why? It could be mechalik im heikel b'tome sheretz shehu kala. And tume sheretz, which that's a gringere tume. So there the Torah was meikel that you need tovi v'orik. Neikel b'tume sa mace shehi chamure. So adrab, how can you learn out? The Gemara, Talmud Loimar, Beged V'Oyer L'Gzeire Shoveh. We learn how to Gzeire Shoveh, Beged V'Oyer V'Beged V'Oyer. Nema Beged V'Oyer B'Sheretz. V'Nema Beged V'Oyer B'Meis. So now we learn out, Ma Beged V'Oyer Ha'omu B'Sheretz. Leitime Ela Tovi V'Orig. Ha Beged V'Oyer Ha'omu B'Meis. Leitime Ela Tovi V'Orig. Yeah. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. Yochel shani marbe, hoye lechsiv kol. Since it says kol, so kol maisisim, we should be marbe afilu, kol maisisim, we should be marbe afilu, meshiches v'chavolim. V'dinu shaloi narbe, v'loi tzarech kol amiyute, you can't be marbe. Like the Gemara, hein, t'miyu, v'chidvorim kavonim hein, im heikel betume sheret sheikalo, kloima, im heikel melepame chavolim meshichais, heikel och b'sheret, there the Torah was meikel b'sheret, shetumose kale tumaseret, neikel gam anachnu bebinyan ov ze bemeis, shetumose chamure tumezayin, the Gemara says, therefore the Gemara feels ois that we learn out from a Gzeire Shove, just like here it says Beged Voyer, so here also says Beged Voyer.